Welcome to the Nations Church podcast. We hope this message blesses you.
Beautiful. It has been, it will be, it always will be about Jesus. All about Jesus. Amen. So good. So good. Well, it is Vision Sunday, part two. What's he going to say? What's he got for Myri? Well, strap yourself in, stow your tray tables because we are going. Get ready. We're going on an adventure somewhere. Amen. You know, last week, what a great Sunday. You know, hearing from Pastor Ken. Who's got their little Believe key ring on already? Who's got that hooked on? My wife, Tam, she put it straight onto our car keys. Makes me feel a bit guilty now every time I abuse people for driving slow on the road. Just kidding. I don't feel guilty at all. You know, Pastor Ken shared the word for our church for 2025 is believe. If you missed it, go back into the foyer and look up. You really can't miss it. It's right there in big letters. But more importantly, listen to it this week. If you haven't already, you need to listen to that. You need to get in you the word for our house, for your family. Amen. But Pastor Ken gave us three key points. First was deepen your belief in him. And renew what you believe about him and strengthen your belief for him to do great things. And today, we echo that. There's no separate vision here. You know, we're merely building on that today. And I'm allowed to change microphones, aren't I? Because I'm going to use the whiteboard. Ready? Go. Smooth. Don't roll off the table. Let's put it up here. We're going to build on that, specifically for Myri and for our spheres of influence, both corporately and individually, in our lives, in our homes. Amen. And you know, I read out Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20 for that communion moment, that our foundation is built on Jesus as the chief cornerstone. And so let's continue to read in verse 21. It says, in him, the whole building is joined together and rises. Someone say rises. Now, everyone say, rises. Rise. Some of you didn't say it. Rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built. Say, being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit. And there is a rising in our church. Amen. Do you sense it? There's a rising in our church. When we deepen our belief in him, when our convictions about Jesus, the chief cornerstone, become unshakable, we rise. That's what happens. You know, and this Bible verse, it talks about being built. You know, see, God is arranging us, his living stones, for greater impact. But he's looking for a willingness in us to be built, right? To grow, to deepen these convictions so that we rise as his church. We are being built. We haven't arrived. So let's not settle, church. We need to throw off the attitude of this is it, this will do, or this is as good as it gets in my wholeness, in my faith, in my freedom, in my kingdom impact. No, he transforms us from glory to glory. Amen? Do you believe that? We must keep deepening our faith, our belief in him, about him, moving more and more out of untruths. Moving more and more out of deceptions, out of maybe holding on to cultural or worldly beliefs and into the truth, capital T, who God is, how we are called to see the world. Otherwise, how will we believe for him to do great things? Now, why is this ever so important? Well, Pastor Ken said that first decade was really about pioneering and the second decade was about establishing. And now this decade is about acceleration. We wanted to put it on the wall, but it wouldn't fit. You know, there's too many letters. but PK said it. He said, your best days are ahead. Our best days are ahead. But only if our foundation can carry the weight of what's coming. You see, this is for us personally and corporately. You see, personally, the stronger our foundation is in Christ, the more we position ourselves for him to do the great things in our lives. And corporately, as we go deeper in our beliefs together, faith rises, his church rises, and we see more of his glory in our church and even more importantly, in our city. But here's the key. If we don't have strong foundations, we won't sustain the increase. You see, my almost three-year-old Caleb loves building block towers, but every time they get too high and they wobble and they crash, and then tears sometimes. Because the foundation wasn't strong enough, amen? I tried to tell him, you know, you need some bigger blocks at the bottom there, you know? The foundation wasn't strong enough. And what I feel to share today in the title of my message, what I feel the word is for our house in the context of how we believe is this, it's to prepare the foundations. To prepare the foundations. We're in a season of preparation so that we can partner with God's acceleration. You see, God showed me a picture of a building foundation. Here we go. There's some land right there. It's our little foundation. And this is our building. Pretty good. Now, I'm warning you guys, drawing, writing is probably one of my top three talents and skills. So don't feel insecure as you see me kind of work my magic here. We've all been given different gifts, okay? But looking at this here, right, this is my little foundation. This is the building. At current, the foundation is strong enough for what's currently built on it, yeah? But if the structure was, say, it's magnetic. Here we go. Oh, that's a great eraser. If the structure was, say, you know, to really double in size, what happens? Come on, you don't have to be an engineer to answer this one. Right? If the foundation doesn't go deeper, right, and enlarge, then the building collapses, right? It goes down. I would scribble on it, but I need to rub it again and it's going to get real messy. You see, this applies to us personally too, right? Like, what you want your business to grow. Great. But without a growing conviction in godly stewardship, then your pride starts to rise. And suddenly it's your success, not his. And that's how people burn out or compromise. They compromise on their faith, on their time with their family, right? Because the foundation couldn't support the increase. And you see, God wants to do greater things in your life. But can he trust you with the more? He's got more. He's got more blessing. He's got more influence. He's got more of his glory. He's got more kingdom impact to do through you. And the same is true for our church. PK said it. This is a decade of acceleration. There is more to come. We're not done here. And so if our reach and our impact is going to expand, then we need a deeper foundation. If this is our reach and our influence expanding, we need a deeper foundation. That's called a pile foundation. I did some research. All engineers, how am I doing? I'm on it. You gonna get an amen from an engineer? That wasn't as strong as I thought it would be. You see, if we don't strengthen the foundation, then otherwise things will fall apart. We get weird. Ego takes over. You know, we try to birth an Ishmael instead of waiting for God's Isaac, right? Or worse, God withholds the promise because he loves us too much to let us crash and burn. And so I don't know about you, but I want to be ready. I'm personally committed to deepening my convictions, my leadership, my faith. Like, I refuse to be the lid on what God wants to do, amen? Who is with me? That was a good response. Thank you. So what is God preparing us for? Well, a few things I feel to share with you, and these aren't necessarily, they probably aren't 2025 things. They will happen as we prepare. As we deepen our convictions, God will release these things in his timing. And the first thing is we're going to write songs. We're going to write worship songs. I felt the Lord say, write songs for me. Not me personally. That's probably not where we want to go. But write songs to me is what I felt the Lord say. I felt him say, release a sound. And I believe Nations Church here in Myrie is going to be a hub where we write and we release worship songs for the wider body to lift up beautiful worship to our King. You know, I see us releasing albums that lead us to our knees in worship, you know, that give him all of the glory. But what does that require? Conviction, right? Worship team, there's about 100 of you, right? Will you pay the cost? time, prayer, deeper intimacy with God, writing, putting pen to paper, right? But it's not just on our worship team, it's on all of us as a church. Will we come spiritually ready to see worship rise? Our corporate worship rise, coming, prayed up, hungry, engaged. Imagine a church that out-worships the worship team, where they're just keeping up with the room, amen? Where revival worship is normal, rather than needing the team to take us there and after a couple songs, I feel like, okay, I'm kind of ready to lift my hands and get into His presence. No, but we come into church early because we're ready, right? We come in hungry. We come in ready to bring an offering of praise, right? Ready to pour out our worship to the King. I believe as we deepen our conviction for worship, God will release a prophetic sound through our church for this nation. He wants to prepare us. Second thing I feel God wants to prepare us for is greater, let's do an arrow for greater, community reach. You know, God gave me this really clear dream, which it doesn't happen super often. And God showed me five strong, multifaceted community ministries that are reaching our city. You know, we're already doing Heroes, we're doing Playgroup, we're doing high schools, but I believe there's more. There's more for our community, there's more impact for us to reach. But who's willing to pray doors open? Who's prepared to carry His heart for the lost? To allow God to put a people heart, a people group on our hearts? You know, I see thousands coming to our Love Community Christmas event in the future. But He needs to prepare us. Are we ready to hustle and serve? You know, do we know how to share the gospel? This evangelism life to quip, right? It's there to deepen your convictions about sharing Jesus confidently. It's why we're doing these things. Each of us must deepen our conviction that God has called you and I for such a time as this to reach this city with the gospel. He wants us to write songs. He wants to bring greater community reach. And the last thing, He wants to bring expansion. That could be another service here in Myrie. It probably will be at some point. It could be planting a campus out of Myrie. In fact, God will plant campuses out of Myrie. But are our convictions deep enough to say yes when He calls? Because it's great to say more campuses, but I'm staying here because it's comfortable. You see, does your kingdom conviction run deeper than your comfort conviction? You see, we're believing for 500 salvations in our Sundays and our Friday night services. But that means someone's got to disciple them. Our connect groups, are they strong enough to disciple the increase? We need more leaders. We need more groups to start, right? And so if we're going to partner with God in these things, we must prepare our foundations. And so I believe that there's three foundations that we must prepare. Is this okay? The first is a foundation of prayer. A foundation of prayer. You know, we need a conviction from Ephesians chapter 6 that says this is not a battle of flesh and blood. This is a battle against darkness, against spiritual forces. So we need to give up on using carnal weapons. Right? Stop getting frustrated about stuff and start praying. Right, Ephesians 6:18, it says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests, all kinds. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. We can't skim over that verse anymore, the call to pray. But the question is, what do you believe about prayer? What do you believe about intercession? Right, if we're to step into the more, we need a deeper foundation of prayer in our lives. Do you believe that prayer does anything? You see, prayer strengthens us for the spiritual battles ahead. You know, Jesus says to Simon Peter in Luke 22, verse 31 and 32, it says, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. What an encouragement, but what a challenge to be praying. You know what? Oh, Satan wants to try and sift my marriage? No, sir, I'm covering my marriage in prayer in 2025. Oh, Satan wants to sift me in my season of singlehood. No, sir. I'm not gonna let him sow lies of loneliness and rejection. No, I'm covering myself in prayer, and our God's at work, and He's got purpose in every season He calls me to. Amen. It's like we gotta be like, you know, when you're a kid, as your mama is in the kitchen, maybe she's making something yummy, and you're trying to like snatch something, and she's just swatting away these little hands. That's what we need to be like in our prayer. Like, enemy, hands off my family. You're not touching my family. For me and my house, we're serving the Lord, right? Hands off Heroes Academy. Get your hands off my Connect group, right? Get your hands off my health, right? For I'm covered by the blood and He heals all my diseases, amen? We got to recognize our responsibility to pray. Because who's praying for these new salvations? Who's praying as we take ground? Who's praying as you take steps of faith? How much more confidence would each of you have as you step out in something God's calling you to step into, knowing that you got an army of people praying for you, that your faith may not fail? Like, man, let's go. I'm ready, you know? That gives me such a confidence, right? And there is a call to intercession. Now, I don't say there's a call to just the intercessors. Like, absolutely, there's people with a real mandate to pray and to pray. But we're actually all called to prepare the foundation of prayer. We're all called to pray. That's not someone else's job. You know, and what could that look like? Well, just practically in our house, you know, I want to see the Sunday watch and pray teams explode. You know, during our service, every service, there's a group of people behind backstage that are praying and interceding, it covering you, your family, praying that God will move across this earth. You maybe just kind of waltzed in, hoping something good would happen. They're praying for it, you know? It'd be amazing to see those teams explode, see them covering the auditorium as we do church, right? I want to see the engine room prayer groups explode. What's that? Well, these are our midweek groups that they come together and they intercede for this church. They pray for your prayer requests. They pray faithfully every single week. I'd love to see those groups multiply. Yeah? But I want to see our church hungry for prayer. You know, that His house would be called a house of prayer. A house of prayer. You know, we have about 1,900, give or take, people come every Sunday to Myrie. You know, less than 200 people come to our campus prayer nights. That's not to condemn you, but is that a conviction? And I know it's not the only place to pray. And I know there's kids that there's lots of things involved. But prioritizing it demonstrates a conviction around the power and need for corporate prayer. Man, what would it look like if just half of us gathered to pray? Man, what would God do? If we aren't covering in prayer, well, we're exposed. We're exposed. You see, greater reach, greater impact, greater influence is the last thing the enemy wants, right? He wants doors closed. He wants teams divided. He wants you dropping out in your faith, not stepping out. But man, if we humble ourselves and pray, 2 Chronicles 7, man, transformation comes. Transformation comes. And look, I need to grow in this space too. You know, I learned of a miracle where someone had this flesh-eating ulcer in their leg to the point where it created an irreparable hole in the person's leg. And believers, church members got around them and prayed for 3 hours. And after 3 hours, it was completely healed. It grew, it covered it. Like, praise God, that's amazing. But that's 3 hours of prayer. Some of us are done after 3.5 minutes. Like, I prayed, didn't get healed. I can't believe I'm with you. You know, like, this is called a prayer. We need to deepen the conviction around prayer and its power. Amen. It's part of the foundation if we're going to step into the more for our lives, our families, and for this house. You know, you might not remember if you came, but Al Gordon did a citywide night service last year, and he said that there was this wave that's coming, but are we getting ourselves in the right position to ride it? And let's prepare the foundation of prayer so we're ready when God moves. The second one that we need to prepare the foundation of is of kingdom availability. Are you available for kingdom work? You know, in Mark chapter 10, it's the story of the rich young ruler. And Jesus says in verse 21, he looked at him and he loved him. He said, one thing you lack, he said, go sell everything you have and give to the poor and you'll have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me. At this, the man's face fell. He went away sad because he had great wealth. I haven't got time to go into it completely, but the reality is he wasn't willing to pay a cost to follow Jesus. He wanted to have his cake and eat it too. And I'm not asking anything radical here, like sell all you have. But if God asked you, would you? Like, what do you believe about the Lord having the best plans for you? What do you believe about him being your provider to have a willingness to say, okay, if I gave away everything, you would actually still cover me? That's a deep foundation, but that's a good test, right? I don't think it would be easy for me. But we got to prepare the foundations of kingdom availability. Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8 says, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send? And whom will go for us?' And I said, 'Here I am. Send me.'" So will we say yes when God calls? If God calls you to pray and fast for the church, will you? If God calls you to join that connect leader that's planning out of your connect, will you? You know, if God calls you to step out, like, are you available? Or are you too busy with your things? You know, it's about coming to a conviction where I want my life to count for something. I want to get to the end of my race and have the Lord say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Because if comfort is my conviction, I'll stay put. But if the kingdom is my conviction, I'll go when he calls. Here I am. Use me. Send me. We'll prepare the foundation of prayer and prepare the foundation of kingdom availability. And the last one, we need to prepare the foundation to be unshakable. Unshakable. Jesus does this amazing sermon. It's called the Sermon on the Mount. And he concludes it with this in Matthew 7, verse 24 to 29. He says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against the house." So things got hectic. "Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching because he taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. Pastor Ken said, acceleration is coming. But he also said, there will be great testing. Or do we all just kind of block that part out? And like, yes, Lord, acceleration. Testing, get behind me. Get behind me. I don't receive that. You see, the higher you rise, the windier it gets, right? The more intense the storms are, the more the foundation is tested. You know, in Jesus' illustration of these two builders, it's believed that both houses look the same from the outside. The real foundation of our life is usually hidden and is only proven or tested in the storms. Testing strengthens and reveals what we're built on. You know, church, I just so believe we're called to walk on water breakthroughs, those walk on water kind of breakthroughs. But will we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, or will we be distracted by the storms? You see, if we don't build our convictions on who God is, on that he's for us, that he will provide, that he has wisdom for my situation, that he has joy for me because this testing is doing a good work in me, it's maturing me, it's making me more complete, it's causing me to rise and be part of God's holy temple, then when hardship comes, or when something happens in church that disappoints you and doesn't meet your expectations, or when the enemy is having a go to distract us from the more, will we stand strong in the Lord, or will we collapse? Because here's the promise. If we deepen our foundations in him, we will not be shaken. We will not be shaken. It's a call to prepare the foundations because God has more. God wants to do so much more in our church. You know, team, worship team, you guys can come and join me. You know, as we come to a landing, I want to remind us of something powerful. In the book of Numbers, we see the Israelites standing on the edge of the promised land. Like they've been delivered out of slavery, captivity. God's provided, guided them, led them through the wilderness. And they stand on the edge of the promises of God. But because they did not believe who God is, They did not believe that he was for them and would fight for them. An entire generation missed out. All except Joshua and Caleb. And in Numbers chapter 14, verse 24, it says this. God says, "But because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly," his whole heart, there's a deep conviction, "I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it." A different spirit, a wholehearted faith, that's what we're called to. Caleb saw the same giants as everyone else, but he had a different conviction. Where others saw overwhelming obstacles, he believed God. He believed God, and that's the conviction we need for prayer, for availability, for an unshakable faith.
Thanks for listening to the Nations Church podcast. For more info, please visit nationschurch.com.